Papers, a serial in 6 episodes by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Episode 4, Autumn 1936, and Nicholas returns from a tour of duty in the Indian Ocean, called home on compassionate leave.
Jenny,
Well, let me look at you.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
I'll take your luggage, sir.
Thank you, Lampert.
You'll see the car. Biggs will help you.
And take this, would you?
Thank you, sir.
Tell Biggs to go on ahead. We'll walk.
Yes, sir. Good to have you back, sir.
Thank you, Lampert. It's good to be back, even under these circumstances. In your letter, you said Pa was making a slow recovery, but... Well, after a heart attack like that, how is he really?
Would you believe he wanted to get up this afternoon? Your mother had a terrible job dissuading him.
That's Pa all over. I want the whole story, Jenny. I've been so worried.
He thought he'd pulled a muscle. He'd been working in the rock garden.
Lugging great boulders about as usual.
At first, he didn't pay much attention. I suppose he thought the pain would go away. And then it happened. It was a good thing I was there. And Alex. He ran for help.
Let's sit for a minute. Darling Jenny, you're always there for everyone.
I really thought he was going to die. But the doctor says he's making good progress. Of course, he'll have to take things quietly. Probably for the rest of his life.
It's so completely unexpected. I mean, he's always been as strong as an ox.
In the last few years, he's taken so many blows. First Richard... Then that awful row with Caro. Nobody seems to know what that was all about. Oh, it's probably been a combination of things.
Running the estate is no joke. Since Richard died, Pa's been carrying the whole place on his shoulders.
Not anymore. Your mother is adamant.
How has she coped with all this?
Oh, she's bearing up. The trouble is, she wants to be in 2 places at once and she can't.
Torn between Crown House and London, as usual.
The Queen relies on her more than ever these days. Since the funeral, I mean. Your mother was with her at Sandringham when His Majesty died. And now... Well, I'm sure she'll be a lot happier to have you home again.
Ah, here you both are.
Nicholas, dear. Jenny and I are having coffee. Would you like some?
Oh, please.
It seems miraculous that you're here, safe and sound. I still can't quite believe it. Everything's happened so fast.
They pulled all the stops out. You should have seen the airfield. A dust bowl in the middle of nowhere. It was either that or full steam ahead to Madras.
Your home. That's all that matters. And we give humble thanks to the Royal Navy and the people of Ceylon.
You've seen your father? Was he still awake?
Yes. I said goodnight to him and put his light out. The nurse said I shouldn't keep him talking too long.
Quite right. He's had enough excitement for one day.
Ma, I want you to be honest with me. Do you really think he's going to be strong enough to carry on with the farm and the garden, the way he used to?
Well, he thinks so. You know how he hates any sort of fuss. As far as he's concerned, everyone must pretend that there's nothing wrong with him.
That's plain silly.
Well, it's what he wants. At least now you're here, I can take up my duties again with a clear conscience.
You've been worrying about Her Majesty too, haven't you?
Only because she's so worried herself. I suppose it's inevitable. The new king likes to do things his own way. It's difficult for her.
The king is dead. Long live the king, eh?
Well, it's all so different. King George was quiet, but very firm. Set in his ways, I suppose. And a stickler for the old traditions. Rather like your father in some respects. Determined to carry on, never admitting there's anything wrong.
Well, I know one thing. Pa mustn't try to carry on running the estate. I'm certain of that. When I saw him tonight, I realised what I must do. What I should have done when Richard died. I should be here, with you, Jenny, and with the family.
But, Nick, you've got your own job in the Navy. That's your whole life.
My life is here, at Crown House. I've decided. I'm going to resign my commission and come home, where I belong.
Caro, are you still on the phone?
No, I've finished. I was talking to Nick.
I didn't know your brother was at home.
He only arrived this evening. The Navy flew him back on compassionate leave because of Pa.
Ah. What's the latest news?
According to the doctor, he's on the mend. But it's going to take time. I offered to go down and see him, but I'm not allowed to.
What do you mean?
Nick said I'd better not. He needs absolute peace and quiet. Ma thinks I might upset him. Next thing you know, they'll be blaming me for giving him the heart attack.
No, I'm sure she didn't mean that.
Well, anyhow, I'm not to see him. Oh, Paul. I feel so cut off from the family.
I know. Especially when they're all at home with him.
Yes. Even the twins are on holiday.
How are they? Martin's doing pretty well at Eton, isn't he?
I suppose so. I don't really know. Why do you ask?
No particular reason. I just wondered, that's all.
Alice, my dear, your very good health. And Williams, of course. Here's to his complete recovery.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Yes, he's on the mend now, slowly but surely.
Good.
I notice you've acquired Gina's habit of putting ice in drinks. Where is she, anyway? One of her fascist party rallies?
Something like that. Chin-chin.
Cheers. Hey, speaking of chins, I do believe you're putting on weight. Hmm? You really ought to take more exercise.
I take plenty of exercise. I walk to the club almost every day. Unless it's raining, of course. I saw that Bounder Wayman in the smoking room last week. It's extremely awkward. I never know what to say to him.
Does he ever mention Caro?
I generally ask after her. He says she's very happy.
I suppose as long as she's happy, that's all that matters.
You know he works for some news agency. He's always got the latest gossip. Full of stories about our young king. New reign hasn't begun very auspiciously, has it?
Well, there are bound to be changes. He doesn't take after his father.
That's true enough. According to Wayman, before the old man died, he said, after I'm gone, that boy will ruin himself in 12 months. Is that true?
I believe so.
Hmm. And here we are. Less than a year later, he's heading for disaster already. I mean, look at the way he carried on in the summer, gallivanting round the Mediterranean on that yacht. I guess they managed to keep Mrs. Simpson out of the photographs, but everyone knows she was there. I can't understand Simpson letting her carry on like that.
Not anymore. He's giving her a divorce.
Huh. Well, I never met the lady myself, but from what Gina tells me, I gather she has a very striking personality.
Well, that's one way of putting it. She's a lady who likes to have her own way, and His Majesty gives in to her every time.
What will happen once the divorce comes through?
I honestly don't know. Well, I mustn't stay too long. What time do you expect Gina?
Sometime on Thursday or possibly Friday. She wasn't quite sure.
What? But I thought you said...
I know I can trust you to keep this to yourself. She's gone to Berlin with her new cronies, Mosley and some of his friends.
You mean they're having a meeting with Hitler? They've kept that remarkably quiet.
This must be absolutely confidential. The fact is, Oswald Mosley and Diana Mitford are going to be married in Berlin, at the Reichschancellery, and Gina was invited to make up the party. She's staying with the Goerings, apparently.
I don't understand. Why couldn't he marry Diana Mitford in England without all the cloak and dagger stuff?
Well, I mean, don't forget, after her divorce from Brian Guinness, the press would have had a field day. You see, he was afraid his enemies would make capital out of it. In Berlin, they'll be under the protection of the Führer himself.
Goodness. I hadn't realized Gina was such a close friend of Oswald Mosley.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps she's more of a friend of his right-hand man, a chap called Roland Voss. I've never really taken to the fellow myself.
Hmm? Hello? What's all that racket? Who's that over there by the window?
Only me, Polly.
Oh, Polly. Oh, come closer. Oh, that's better. How long have you been sitting there?
Quite some time. Do you mind?
Not in the least. You hide yourself away too much, Polly.
Do I? Well, this evening I looked in the mirror and I decided I was bored stiff with myself. The children are out there with Jenny, watching the fireworks.
Good heavens. Is it Guy Fawkes already? I can't keep count of the days. Well, why don't you go outside and join in the fun?
I'd sooner watch from here.
Oh, just as you wish. I'm afraid I've given everyone a pretty miserable time lately.
Oh, don't be daft. He didn't have a heart attack on purpose. Anyhow, Bonfire Night isn't like it used to be. It was different in the old days when... You know what I mean.
I know. You still miss him very much?
Of course I do. When Richie went, everything stopped. I'm only half a person now. Not even that. I'm not a person at all. I just float about, killing time.
It sounds as if the children are enjoying themselves anyway. Are you sure you wouldn't like to go and join them?
What for? Jenny's looking after them and they both adore her. She's doing my job for me 10 times better than I could.
And they tell me Nicholas spends all his time at the farm, doing my job.
Oh, no. Nick is trying to be Richard. But, of course, he'll never be that. No matter how hard he tries.
Paul, it's nearly 5 to 10. You said the King was due to broadcast at 10 o'clock.
I haven't forgotten. It's tomorrow's front page news. The whole of Fleet Street holding its breath.
Honestly, it's so unfair. You handle all the real stories and all I get is the social column rubbish. The last few months has been worse than ever. First the Cable Street riots, then the Jarrow marches and now this. I'm never allowed to cover anything important.
Still, you want to hear the King's speech, don't you?
What's the point of making speeches? He's already signed the abdication. What can he possibly say?
I suppose he felt he should make some kind of farewell to... Oh, Lord. Who on earth is that?
I'll go. Martin!
Hello, Carol. I know it's rather late for a social call, but...
Who is it?
It's my brother!
Oh, you've got visitors.
Yes. It's Paul Wayman. You remember.
Of course. I haven't seen him for years. I hope you don't mind me dropping in like this.
No, of course not. But shouldn't you be at school?
Mm-hmm. I say, you've got a jolly nice flat. That's what I'd like, a place of my own.
It isn't actually mine. It belongs to Paul.
What?
He lives here. I, sort of share it with him.
You mean you and Paul? But he's as old as Pa.
No, he isn't. He's years younger.
Is that why you never come home nowadays?
Well, yes. The parents have been very stuffy about it.
So that's it. Expect they'll be stuffy about me, too.
Why? What's happened?
I've left school. I've had enough.
But I thought you liked Eton. You were in your final year.
There's been some trouble. Not just me. Some of my chums got caught as well.
Oh.
They'll probably boot me out, too, only I daren't wait to find out.
You'd better come in.
Hello, Martin. Good to see you. I just dropped in to listen to Carol's wireless.
I've told Martin. We don't have to keep it a secret.
Ah. Well, you've certainly grown up since the last time we met. Is this your last year at Eton?
Yes, it was.
He's got into some trouble. He was afraid they'd expel him, so he's run away.
I couldn't go home. Ma and Pa would be horrified.
Sit down, Martin. I'll phone home and tell them you're safe.
No, don't do that.
The school will have rung them by now. They'll be frantic.
No, Caro. Let me talk to Martin. Perhaps you could make up the spare bed for him.
But I've got to let them know.
Ah, nearly 10 o'clock. We must turn the wireless on.
So, that's that. In years to come, I suppose, people will look back on that broadcast as an historic event. The King who turned his back on his country.
I felt rather sorry for him. But then I hate love stories with unhappy endings.
I'm sorry for the Yorks. It's put a terrible burden on them.
Shall I?
Who the dickens is ringing up at this time of night?
Well, whoever it is, you should be in bed. It's long past your bedtime.
Crown House? Who? Oh, hello. Yes, yes, of course. Hang on. It's Caro, for you.
What on earth? Caro? Oh, darling, it's so good to hear you. What? What? I don't understand. Run away from school, do you mean? But he's safe.
What's happened?
No. No, not a word. This is the first we've heard of it. I can't imagine why the school didn't let us know.
What is it?
Now, hold on a minute, would you? Martin's got himself into some sort of scrape at Eton and he's run away. But he's quite safe. He's gone to stay with Caro, thank goodness.
At Wayman's flat.
Oh, Well, yes, I suppose so. Is Paul with you?
Tell her to order a car and send the boy home, right away.
At this time of night?
I don't want Martin to stay there.
Daddy's just saying he wants you to send Martin home by car tonight.
But it's so late. Oh, surely tomorrow morning would be fine.
Tell Caroline to do as I say.
She says we're being silly. Martin wants to stay in London at least for tonight. He and Paul are talking things over.
This has nothing to do with Paul Wayman. Give me the telephone. I'll speak to her.
Well, young Martin seems to have settled down for the night. Are you ready for bed?
I suppose so. I just can't get over it. I've never known my father to be so unreasonable.
I wish to God you hadn't rung them.
I had to. I never expected him to be like that. The way he spoke. He wasn't just upset about Martin. He was angry with us.
Caro, come here. I've got to talk to you.
What is it? What's wrong, Paul?
Listen, I told you once that I loved your mother. It was a long time ago. In 1918, very near the end of the war, though of course we didn't realise that, I'd been sent home on sick leave. Your father was still out there fighting.
Go on.
She hadn't had any news for weeks. He might have been dead for all she knew. She was lonely and unhappy. And so was I.
You had an affair?
Hardly that. It just happened. Only once. And then the armistice was signed, and William came home. And that was the end of it. Only it wasn't the end.
Oh, God. 1918. And the next year, Martin and Miranda.
I hoped you'd never find out. But tonight, I had to tell you.
You've always been interested in the twins. You often asked how they were getting on. And tonight, he's so like you, Paul.
Caro, don't.
I don't know why I never thought of it before. Except I suppose it was unthinkable. Does my father know? Did she tell him?
Not then. When the twins were born, everyone assumed they were premature. But years later, he found out.
So that's why he hates you.
Darling, it...
No, Paul, please don't.
But this doesn't make any difference to us.
Of course it does. It changes everything.
But we love one another. You can't blame me
for what... I don't blame you. I don't blame anyone. I only know I don't want you to touch me.
Hey, don't hog all the bedclothes.
Oh, Lord.
What an evening.
Yes.
Heaven knows what possessed the old man tonight.
Oh, he's never got over Caro going off to live with Paul Wayman.
All the same, the way they carried on. Pa in a flaming temper, Ma practically in tears. And Polly didn't help either with her little jokes. She drives me mad sometimes.
Oh, come on. You know you're very fond of her.
I used to be. But the way she sails through life these days, making flip remarks, and leaving you to bring up her family.
But I love looking after them. What else would I do?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Darling, what's wrong?
Nothing. I expect I'm just in a mood.
It's the farm, isn't it? You were never cut out to be a farmer. You hate it, really.
Nonsense. I enjoy it.
You're a terrible liar.
I'll soon get the hang of it. I'm damn sure I can learn to run the farm as well as Richard. But it's being in his office, doing his work, trying to step into his shoes. He's still there, you know.
We should have a family.
You've already got yourself a family.
I want our children. That's what you want too, isn't it?
Apparently that isn't possible. Seems you'll have to make do with Richards.
Good morning. Sorry I got up so late. I mustn't have slept.
That's all right. Coffee's still hot. I'll make some more toast.
Don't bother. Coffee will be fine. Where's Carol?
She went out. Quite early.
I suppose she has to work all sorts of hours.
No, it wasn't that. She's not living with me anymore.
What? But I thought...
Yes, I know. We had a bit of an argument last night, and she decided to move out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I.
What about me? What's going to happen?
I'll see you get home safely. Caro telephoned and told them to expect you.
No, I don't want to go
back... It's the best way, believe me. You've got to go back to your family and say you're sorry you made such a mess of things.
But I thought I was staying here, with you.
It won't be as bad as you think. And the important thing is to take what's coming to you, whatever it is. That's something we all have to learn, sooner or later.
Shouldn't we go in now, William? The doctor said not more than half an hour, remember?
We're not going in until I've finished with Martin. We don't want the whole house hearing what's been going on, do we?
No, sir.
I can't think why the school didn't inform us immediately.
Because he'd made up some cock and bull story about going to Devon with that young... what's his name?
Travers. Yeah.
You must promise us you won't see him again.
I don't want to anyway. He got us all into a heap of trouble.
Now, that's enough. I hope no son of mine is incapable of taking a share of the blame. Do you hear?
Yes, sir.
All right, William. I think he knows he's been foolish. Let's just be thankful he had the sense to go to Caro.
To Wayman's flat. You should never have stayed there.
William, it's all over and done with now. But in the future, if you ever get into any difficulties, you must come to us, Martin. Because we care about you. You and Miranda, very much, don't we?
Indeed we do. Very well. We'll say no more about it.
And you must write to Caro and thank her for looking after you.
I can't. I don't know where she is.
Well, what do you mean?
She's not living there anymore. She packed her bags and moved out, first thing this morning. Paul was in a terrible state.
Caroline, this is a very pleasant surprise. Come in, sit down.
Thank you, Uncle Charlie.
What a pity Gina isn't here. She had to go to one of her meetings. She'll be sorry to have missed you.
It's probably just as well. We don't exactly see eye to eye these days.
Oh, that's only politics. We don't have to bother about all that, do we?
Don't we? Anyway, it was you I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I owe you an apology.
Good Lord, whatever for?
One Sunday afternoon, you came to Paul's flat and tried to persuade me to give him up. And I told you to mind your own business.
Oh, not in so many words, I'm sure.
As good as. I shouldn't have done it. And I'm sorry.
No, I was interfering. You have your own life to live.
No, you were right. And I was wrong. I know that now. So, I just wanted to tell you that I've left Paul.
Oh, my dear girl, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. It's all over.
Well, I won't pretend I'm sorry, but it must have been a difficult time for you. Was there any particular reason?
Not really. Lots of reasons, probably. But I suppose the main thing was I realized I didn't love him anymore. So I had to get away.
I see. What will you do now? Move back to Eaton Square?
No, I shan't do that. I don't think it's a good idea to go back.
So you're looking for another flat?
I'm going to get out of London altogether. It's time for me to make a fresh start. I've got into a terrible rut at the Argus. All those cocktail parties and society weddings. I want to write about the real world.
But, Charlie, when exactly, did she say? As soon as that? Well, I don't suppose she said anything about coming down to see us
Alice,
before she...
have you seen the... Oh, I beg your pardon.
William just walked in. I'm talking to Charlie.
Oh, yes.
He sends his love. So that's all you know about it? You're not seeing her again before... No. No, I see. Well, thank you for telling me. And give my love to Gina. Yes. Yes, yes, of course. Goodbye, Charlie.
I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. I was wondering if you'd finished with the Times.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, here you are.
Oh, thank you. Damn bad news everywhere. Hitler, Mussolini...
Charlie rang up to tell me about...
this war in Spain, on top of everything else. Franco fighting the left-wing rebels. At least that's nothing to do with us.
William, I must talk to you. It's about Caro.
Now, what about her?
Well, she called in to see Charlie last night to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
She's persuaded the Argus to give her what she calls a proper job. They're sending her abroad.
Oh. Where?
Well, she's off to Paris tomorrow and then down to the Spanish frontier to get her visa and across to Barcelona. So you can't say Franco and the rebels have nothing to do with us. She's going out there as a war correspondent.
In episode 4 of Crown Papers by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, Alice was played by Dinah Sheridan and William by Jeffrey Whitehead. Nicholas, Mark Straker. Jenny, Helena Breck. Polly, Melinda Walker. Sir Charles, Brett Usher. Caroline, Deborah Makepeace. Martin, Richard Pierce. And Paul Wayman, Philip Sully. Crown Papers is directed by Tracy Neal. Thank you.